What are you hoping for this Christmas? What gifts do you want to get? Sometimes we get wonderful gifts. Sometimes we get slightly unusual gifts. I'm wearing this Christmas jumper. I quite like it, but I'm not sure it really suits me. And it doesn't fit that well either. It's a bit too small. So this would be an unusual and not perfect Christmas gift. What are you hoping for this Christmas? In the wonderful nativity play that we've seen, finishes off with the wise men, sometimes called the Magi, and they bring Jesus three very unusual Christmas gifts. And it seems like they don't quite fit, that it's not really what Jesus or Mary and Joseph would have wanted. But actually, they are very, very special Christmas gifts. I wonder if you can remember what they are. Just to jog our minds, I've got some here, and I'm going to open some presents. So here is the first one, and it's some spices, something that's smelly. And we think of the first gift, which is frankincense. And that is something that was given to someone who, in olden times, would have been a priest, who would have brought people back to God, who would have connected people with God, would have helped them with their prayers, would have helped them in terms of understanding and knowing God. Why is this a good gift for Jesus? Well, it's because he is a wonderful priest. The Bible says a great high priest who's going to help us to connect with God, get to know God better, know God's love in our lives. So that's the first gift, and actually, it's a really wonderful one. The second gift is something called myrrh. I have here in this gift bag, it's got hearts on, so that's really lovely because God gives us good gifts. This gift of myrrh, this isn't actually myrrh, this is a sort of lotion that you would put on your body. I promise you this isn't mine, but it's an interesting gift for someone. And actually the myrrh was a very appropriate gift for Jesus. And that's because myrrh was used to anoint someone for burial. Now, this is a sad thing to begin with, because Jesus, who's going to help us connect with God, who's God himself, actually is going to die on a cross. And women are going to come and they're going to anoint him for burial. And they would have used something just like myrrh to do that. And it reminds us that Jesus is going to die in our place, showing us his amazing love, winning forgiveness for us. So Jesus is a priest to help us to connect with God. Jesus is going to die for us. And then finally, we have the last gift. Here it is. Take the lid off the box, and inside it, there is some gold. Not real gold, but this is a bit like a shiny gold bar, and yeah, it's a really lovely gift to give. And it was given to Jesus because he is a king. So Jesus helps us to know God. Jesus dies for us on the cross, and Jesus is the great king who wants to be king of our lives as well. Three wonderful gifts for Jesus. Three gifts that really speak to us about the true message of Christmas time. How can we respond to this wonderful message? How can we respond to King Jesus? We may think that there's nothing really that we can do, nothing much that we can offer. But there is one thing that we can give. Got a final present here. And it's this. Just look through it. It's a heart. And one of our Christmas carols talks about giving King Jesus our hearts. It's called In the Bleak Midwinter, and the line of the carol goes like this. What can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet what I can, I give him, give my heart. Jesus helps us to connect with God. Indeed, he is God himself. He dies for us on the cross to show us his amazing love and to win us forgiveness. He wants to be king of our lives. How can we respond? We can give our hearts to Jesus. Perhaps you want to do that for the first time in response to this wonderful service that Gideon and Hannah have led for us, in response to the Nativity, in response to what we've heard about the wise men. But maybe also in such a strange year, this is an opportunity for you just to reconnect with God and give your heart to him in a fresh way. Whether you're young or you're old or you're middle-aged, wherever you come from, whatever your background, this is a message for you. God loves you. Jesus is king. He wants to be king of your heart, of your life. And so there is an opportunity now to give your heart to him. I'm going to pray a short prayer. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you that the Lord Jesus is himself the most wonderful, brilliant Christmas gift. And thank you that the gifts that were brought to Jesus by the wise men show just how amazing he is. Frankincense for a priest who would help us to know God. Myrrh for someone who was going to love us so much he would die for us. And gold fit for a king. Lord, we invite you now to be king of our hearts. We praise you for the wonderful message of Christmas, and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.